Hi, Deborah. What would you like coaching on today?
I think I'd like to have some coaching around my career and where I'm headed in my career.
And what's the question that's on your mind?
I guess what I'm involved in right now is kind of different from what I've done in my work life most of my life, and I'm loving it, and I think there's more. There's a lot more, and I'm wanting to take a look at that and how to get there.
Great. And what would more look like? What does that mean to you when you say there's more?
I think that what it looks like to me is more responsibility, more respect and confidence from some of the people that are above me in the organization I work for.
So, what I'm hearing is more of you at work. Does that sound fair to say? And are there like particular parts of you that you would like to bring more of to work? What would those be?
I think that what I would like to have more of is to be able to show up even more. That's a big word, isn't it, for me? More. Even more as really competent, able to make good decisions, to step into that place, to be somebody that could really be counted on for new ideas and direction and ways to do things.
So part of what I'm hearing is there's a competence or capability in you that's not fully used, and it would just feel better to have more of that at work.
Because I do have some, but it's I think because it's kind of a new area for me. In terms of my career or my work life, I'm still kind of feeling my way around in it and, thinking I'm so much more capable of something and then actually being asked to do it, two different things.
So this is a calling forth for you. Let's do this. Imagine that it's a year from now, and you're looking back over this previous year, and you can see how you really stepped into this place of competence, with great courage. You're feeling enormously satisfied with the way things have unfolded over the year. What would you say you had to overcome or step into in order to be in this new place?
I think that what I would have to overcome might be my own stuff, not necessarily what someone else is putting on me, but it might be my own things about, you're not really qualified for this, or you don't have an advanced degree, or you haven't worked in a big corporation. Some of those kinds of voices.
So there's this saboteur who is speaking in your ear and saying these things about what your limitations are.
Like, who do you think you are?
Well, let me ask that question. Only I'm not going to be asking your saboteur. I'm going to ask Deborah. Deborah, who are you really? Who do you know you are?
I know that I'm really exceptionally skillful with people, and it's something I've worked on, but it's also something that is, it's basically I see it as a gift, you
And
know.
what else?
I'm really smart. And I really,
I notice you hesitate when you say that.
no, it's the truth. Yeah, but I do hesitate a little bit.
Now, is that your saboteur who's hesitating, or?
Probably. It probably is. I think it's my saboteur because it sounds like a should voice, or a shouldn't voice, when I think about that. So
So
I'm
you're
sorry, where were
yeah, you're really smart. You got a little lost there, but you are really smart.
Yeah, I'm really smart and I have good ideas and I'm really curious and inquisitive and I'm always looking for information and new ways to think about something or look at something. And I think those things are really great qualities in an organization.
One thing I also heard you say earlier, you were alluding to wanting to have more creative input. So where is creativity for you in your life?
Yeah, that's a really big point. Because I'm not a person who's necessarily motivated or driven by checking things off of a list. If there can be some kind of art around it, or some kind of beauty, or some synchronicity, and being able to be aware of that, that's much more compelling to me.
So taking a look now, we're still at this place, looking back over the last year, and here are some of the things that really showed up in this last year. Creativity, in lots of different ways. You were able to take advantage of your ability to really engage with people. You were given challenging opportunities to express yourself and to use this skill of being smart. So n now in that place of a year from now, what does that look like? What describe where you are in that in your organization now?
I think that I am either on the management team or close to being on the management team. That they're actually looking at me as, why don't we have her come and be on this team?
So I just want to take a stand for the courageous version of this vision. Are you on the management team or not on the management team?
On it.
I was not mining for the right answer. I just
The
wanted
courageous answer,
the
though.
courageous answer,
Yeah, definitely the courageous answer. Yeah, the brave answer.
What will it take to get there?
I think that the biggest thing it will take to get there is for me to really believe that it's possible.
What will it take for you to believe that it's possible?
I think that having some success, a certain degree of success in what I'm already doing, kind of approving myself, if you will, that will be a hard thing for people to not notice. And that I think if I'm at that place where I'm feeling competent and able to deliver, all of those things will actually it will make me feel like I'm in a position to say, yeah, but I can do so much more.
Let's try this. Let's do one more little piece of work around this vision that you have. We're going to metaphorically put this vision in the center of the room. And the vision we're saying is, I'm on the management team. Okay? So imagine you are standing and you are looking at this little card right there in the middle of the room, and it says, Deborah on the management team. What's it like today as you look at that little card?
It's really exciting because it's like something to really shoot for, something to aim for, a place to put my energy, a place to put my creativity.
So, Deborah, I have to tell you, I hear the words excitement and creativity, and I don't quite get that sense from you.
You know what? It's also really scary. When I really look at it, I go, oh, it's a little bit scary. It's a lot scary.
All right, now we're getting down to it.
It's more than a little bit scary. It's a lot scary. It's like, oh my God, then I would have to really know what I'm doing.
It would be a challenge, wouldn't it? So we actually have two ways of looking at this, and I'm going to pull them apart so we've got some clarity here. So there probably is, and maybe we'll get to it in a minute. There is a way of looking at it that's exciting and gets your juices flowing. And there's the place that we can tell right now where you're standing where it's really, really scary. And it feels like, I think your words were something along the lines of, I'm not sure I'm up to it, something like that. That it'll really put me to the test, I think, was the sense of that way of looking at it. Okay. So imagine trying to create a plan of action around being on the management team, standing in this place of, oh my God, it's scary and it's gonna really test me and I'm not sure I'm up to it. You can imagine, that would be a difficult road to walk. So we're not going to do that. We're going to have you, now metaphorically again, walk all the way around to the other side of this issue. And if you could, in your mind, really move 180 degrees from that first place and stand looking from the opposite side, what will anchor that opposite side for you? How will you know you're on the opposite side?
When I get to the place where I'm most of the time saying, man, this is so much fun.
And what's something that you do already in your life that has that feeling? It's so much fun.
For me, it would probably be singing that
Great.
is so much fun.
And what is there about singing that's fun?
I really know how to do it. I love it. It's expressive. It makes a difference. And it's just fun. It's fun to sing.
So it sounds like what we were talking about earlier. It's a way for you to be creative and expressive and competent. Smart's not exactly in there, but it has that sense of, I'm really capable. All right, so this is the singing perspective. So imagine, and I know you can do this because this is something that is already living in your cells and bones. Imagine taking that breath as if you were about to sing from the soulfulest place in your heart. And you're going to create Deborah on the management team from the singing place. How will that be different?
Well, it'll be irresistible. I mean, I will be irresistible. They will not be able to say no to me. They won't want to.
No. They don't want to join in that song.
Exactly.
What else? You got soft there. What's the soft
You
place?
know, there's a whole place here for me to look around, what is important to me. And one of the things, as you've talked about this a couple of times now, one of the things that really gets me to settle into it is to actually be able to see the beauty of all of that. the beauty of having a goal and something to go for and landing there. And also the beauty that I know that I can create, that I can be part of.
So this is the Deborah on the management team from the place of expressiveness, beauty. It's a place of irresistibility.
Yeah.
And it really, really feels alive, doesn't it? Yeah. So there are some next steps for you from the place of singing and beauty and expressiveness. What would be a next step on this path? The path of irresistibility.
I think that it actually has to do with me. Okay, we'll get back to the more word. It actually has to do with more of me showing up.
Got it. And what would that look like at work tomorrow or the next day?
It would probably look like a little bit more enthusiasm. A little bit more volunteering, stepping into things that will challenge me.
Good.
And meeting the challenge. And I think it will also have something to do with forming some alliances.
Good. Lots of good ideas here. Forming alliances, showing up more, volunteering more. Being more expressive, I heard. What would you like to be accountable for? Action.
Action item.
From the place of singing.
I think that I would like to be accountable for having a conversation with my new manager.
Good.
And who's part of the management team.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when will that conversation take place?
In the next week.
Great. And you can send me an email and let me know that it's happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how, one more question. I'm not going to let you off the hook here.
That was easy.
Yeah. How will you know that you were singing in that conversation?
I think that I will know because I'll feel good about it. And that's, I know that's kind of...
it's a little vague.
A little vague. I'll feel good about it. But the way that I'll know is that I will actually have a connection with this person.
Okay.
And we'll actually be talking about things that we can do together.
Great. And I want to acknowledge the way that you found the singer in you as a very true, authentic place of who Deborah really is in the world. And that the journey that you're on to be on the management team is as much about having that singer show up in the world as it is about a new job, a new way of expressing yourself or showing your confidence. And I do have a request. And the request is to find a theme song sometime in the next week that reminds you of this singer place, probably something you'll sing along with. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you, Phil.
I think we're complete.